Last week, we were talking about praying without ceasing. And the idea in praying without ceasing is about making everything that we do into a spiritual practice. And we can do that. We definitely have the ability to, and I think I wound up talking a little bit about Brother Lawrence, whose whole thing was practicing the presence. So if we can be connected and aware of our connection with the infinite at all times, then we become completely, our life becomes a spiritual practice. And there are times when we forget that we are completely spiritual. In fact, there are times when we're tempted to pray to be more spiritual. And we can't do that. I mean, we can pray to be more spiritual. It doesn't help because we are already 100% spirit. That's what we are. We are spiritual beings having a human physical experience. And the truth behind the physical experience that we're having is that true spiritual nature. And there's still the possibility to do a spiritual practice. And spiritual practice can take all sorts of different forms. And we're going to actually, the practitioners and I are going to take turns describing some of the practices that we can get involved in. Because practice makes practiced. You're already perfect, and you can continue to evolve your spiritual practice, but by practicing, you will become more practiced. And there will be that tendency towards praying without ceasing to be more aware of your true spiritual nature. And one of the most basic ways is mindfulness, to remind yourself that what you're doing, whatever it is that you're doing, is a spiritual activity taking physical form. And just bring our attention and awareness to it. Be aware when you're taking a walk in nature that you are walking in nature, that these are the trees, that this is the rest of nature, that the sky is another divine creation of the infinite. You can do that when you're eating a cheeseburger. You can do that when you're watching television. And it's also easy to forget and just be focused on the cheeseburger. Mindfulness is that opportunity that we have to become more present to what it is that we're involved in, the other stuff that we're involved in. I'm going to turn it over to Breen for a couple of minutes to talk about a different spiritual practice in a way that you can engage differently.
Thank you, Bill. So one of the spiritual practices that we've all heard about and some of us have done, some do it a lot more often than others perhaps, is meditation. And right away you think, oh, meditation, all right, I got to sit down on my purple pillow and close my eyes and put my fingers like this and om and chant, and that's cool. And meditation can be all sorts of things. It can be sitting in quiet, it can be using a mantra, whether it's Sanskrit. Some people use Sanskrit, some people like English, some people use a simple word or a sound. It can be the om sound. You can do breathing meditations. I would recommend everyone this book called The Journey of Awakening by Ram Dass. It's a meditator's guidebook, and he talks about concentration meditations, contemplation meditations, walking meditations. He talks about Sufi dancing. He talks about martial arts, Tai Chi, karate, kung fu, all sorts of things that can be meditations. I've got this cool app called Insight Timer, and I recommend that. And you can find our own Reverend Bill on Insight Timer. For me, I first heard about meditation many, many years ago through 12-step fellowships. And the 11th step is sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him. And then praying only for knowledge of His will for us and power to carry that out. But sought to improve our conscious contact through prayer and meditation. And that was the start for me of my spiritual practice. And to this day, I still do some of the same types of meditation that I did 30, almost 40 years ago, of just sitting in the quiet. And I have a mantra or a phrase I use, God is love and I am one with God. And just, I breathe in and out and slow my breathing and just say that God is love and I am one with God, and just allow that to wash over me. And It's a really awesome thing. And meditation doesn't have to be hard. Sometimes I know people go, oh, I can't, if I sit still and I just close my eyes, my mind goes crazy. And then I say, I can't do it. And that's okay. And Ram Dass even talks about that. And the idea of setting a time and call it 5 minutes and sit there for 5 minutes, no matter what, anyway. And it'll get better and it'll get easier. And the only wrong way to meditate is to not meditate. Really, sometimes I'll sit for 45 minutes, and for a few seconds, I know that that I have that connection. But I'm willing to sit for 45 minutes to get those few seconds of that total release of self and just be in the awareness of the one. So, meditation, spiritual practice, give it a whirl.
Thank you, Breen. And of course, we will be doing a meditation a little later on in the
We
celebration.
will.
Yeah. Jo has another one of her favorites to discuss.
So I was introduced to chanting, otherwise known as bhakti yoga, several years ago when I went to a concert at Yoga on Main. And it just really resonated with me. I just really loved it. So since then, yeah, I guess I can call it a practice. And it's a practice because I will consciously decide that, okay, I need to do this and just listen to the chant music that I have and chant along with it. And that practice is really chanting the names of God. It helps me to connect with that inner divinity. And one of the chants that I typically use or like a lot is Om Namah Shiva, which is literally translates to I bow to the divine within. It is a chant of the god Shiva, who is both the destroyer and the transformer. So it's a way of again transforming and changing, shifting my thoughts from the mundane stuff that you deal with every day to what is the truth and how do I ground myself in the truth of who I am. So Namah means devotion or honoring and or bowing to that inner Shiva, inner beingness. I think Reverend Bill has
Yeah,
is going
we're
to
gonna play
play.
a minute of a Krishna Das chant, and this is a call and response. So, with your mics muted, you can repeat along. You'll kind of hear what's going on, and the words are on the screen.
Namah Shivaya.
Ends a little abruptly there. There are tons and tons of examples of chants or kirtans that are available. And you can stop doing what you're doing and sit down and chant along with it, or you can play it in the background while you're doing something else and bring on a little bit of spirituality that way. You can chant for yourself, you can chant with somebody else, you can chant in a group. Another one of the spiritual practices that we get involved in a lot, of course, is prayer. And we do practical prayer. And with a practical prayer, it can be something that is specific and detailed, where we're going to craft a very specific prayer, to set an intention for something that we want to experience, or it can be very simple, very basic, the five or seven steps in a practical prayer. Very easy to turn our attention to the awareness of the divine power and presence, whatever that quality is that we're looking for. So if I'm interested in bringing more love into my life, I can identify that God is love, that that divine power and presence is love itself, and it shares itself as all of its creation, and it shares itself as me, which means that I am love itself. And the third step is to claim my good. So I know that I have more love flowing into the experience of my life at this moment and at every moment. And I go into gratitude. I'm so thankful for this good, thankful for the awareness of how this loving experience, loving feeling is flowing into my life. And with that gratitude, I release this intention. I set it forth into that creative law that creates everything. And so it is. It's as easy as that, to less than a minute. For that prayer to happen. And the big piece that happens is the pivot when we turn away from feeling like we're unloved or that we're impoverished or that we're sick or that we're damaged or broken or unworthy. When we pivot and turn ourselves to the awareness that between us, God and I are not limited in any way. And we get on that, on the team, on the A team, and then claim our good. And prayer is a spiritual practice. And there is a huge, huge difference between I'm going to pray and I'm praying. So don't plan to do it. Just do it. Breen, take another turn.
Thank you, Bill. So it's interesting. You mentioned moving away from feeling impoverished. And it's a spiritual practice that I engage in that definitely keeps me in the flow of giving and receiving and is a catalyst for prosperity in my life, and that is tithing. Now, tithing is, it's biblically rooted, but it goes beyond the Old Testament and lots of traditions of giving to source, giving back to source. But the tithe is literally a tenth. So you give one-tenth of the first fruits of the harvest and, bring them to the temple, what have you, from the Old Testament. For me, it's about giving from abundance, giving from supply, and tithing to the source of my spiritual growth. And, you know, we've all probably been in this position where we got invited to a wedding and we want to give a gift. Maybe we didn't go to the registry. I don't think people register anymore, but you're going to give them cash and you think, how much should I give? And you go through this thing like, well, it's my cousin's son's friend. And but the great thing about tithing is you don't have to think about all that because the math is there for you. It's a tenth. Just move the decimal point over a couple spots and you're good to go. And it's really easy. For me, it is a spiritual practice. I'm grateful to do it. I do it without thinking. Every time I get paid, any money that comes in, one-tenth, I tithe to the source of my spiritual growth. For years, I tithe to a church that I was going to. Now I tithe to New Thought Philadelphia. You can tithe to anything that is the source of your spiritual growth. Every prosperity book you read will talk about tithing. Edwin Gaines, Eric Butterworth, Emmett Fox, Holmes, the Fillmores who founded Unity. I've got a bunch of books. I could show you tithing in all these books, but you've got a lot of these books on your shelves as well. Tithing works. You guys have heard me say this before, and I'll tell you real quickly the story. When I first started tithing, I was scared to death because my wife at the time and I, we were broke. We were robbing Peter to pay Paul. Not paying our gas bill in the winter because we knew PECO wouldn't turn us off in the winter. That's stuff like that. And I started tithing and I didn't know how I could do that. I couldn't pay my bills as it was. How was I going to take a tenth off the top? And the only thing I could say at first was nothing got worse. I thought the house of cards was going to collapse and it didn't. My life is so full now, materially, but emotionally, spiritually, with love and friends and family. And it's not just because I tithe. The tithing is a part of that, giving to source and acknowledging source. So give it a whirl.
Thank you, Breen. Yeah, and just a quick note, the New Thought Philadelphia is a tithing organization. So the money that comes into New Thought Philadelphia, a tenth of that goes and is tithed out by our board of trustees every quarter to the source of our spiritual nourishment. So it continues to flow. And that's, tithing is about being in the flow. If we're trying to grab and hold on to, then it gets stagnant. And tithing is a beautiful practice. I've been doing it for 20, 25 years. And again, had no idea how I was possibly going to be able to make that work. And now I couldn't possibly imagine stopping. Jo has a spiritual practice that she engages in all the time, which is collecting books and then reading them. Go ahead and unmute, Jo.
You're on mute.
You're still muted, Jo.
I swore I left it on you. Anyway, contemplation is something I use on a daily basis, at least once a day. And the book that I use the most is Science of Mind, the Daily Guides. It's the last thing I do before I turn the light off and go to sleep is read the Daily Guide for the next day. And I've got bunch of dog ears in here, things that I would like to go back to, because sometimes I can read for a couple of weeks and not find anything, and then all of a sudden something really, really speaks to me. But it gives me something uplifting, something that underscores that spiritual inner beingness that then I can hold on to. And I've just found it to be enormously helpful. So if you're just starting a spiritual practice, I think this is a simple and effective way to get started with that. And it can be really meaningful. The other thing I just wanted to mention was with the chanting, one of the benefits is the focusing on the breath. Actually, you don't have to focus on your breath. I think in meditation, we concentrate and we think about focusing on the breath. I find that with chanting, as you sing, as you chant, you start breathing differently. And it really does have a physical effect that helps you to relax and lower some of your stress hormones, some of the normal hormones that just keep you more awake and alert and aware. So it helps you to settle in and really does have a beneficial physical effect. And contemplation can do the same thing, because you start to think about something a little bit more peaceful, maybe a little bit more introspective, and you get away from the more aware and on guard kind of sensation and settle into a more open, relaxed, and aware state. So it can be really helpful.
Thank you, Joe. The goddess Nike suggests just do it. Whatever these practices you're going to do, practice makes practiced. I have a yoga practice, and there's some people who use yoga as a workout, and there are other people who use yoga specifically as a spiritual practice, and for other people, it's in between. Some people don't like doing yoga. Tai Chi is another possibility. There's all of the different physical practices Breen was talking about that are in the Journey of Awakening, which has little example meditative practices that you can try. Just stretching intentionally can be wonderful. And since we're going to practice, go ahead, and I want you to stretch your arms out as wide as you can, as wide as you comfortably can. Feel yourself open. Open your chest a little bit more. Let your heart open a little bit. Take a deep, full breath in. Get a little bit taller. Deep, full breath out. Put your hands in your lap. Let your spine become as straight and as upright as is comfortable for you right now, and stretch your arms right overhead, morning stretch. Feel yourself reach up, feel yourself get a little taller. Feel yourself opening to something new. Take a deep breath in, let yourself feel filled. As you breathe out, fully and completely. Put your hands back in your lap. Feel yourself become relaxed. Those things are always available. And if we remember to do them and be mindful about them and let the movements carry some meaning of I'm opening my heart to something wonderful. I'm bending over backwards to help somebody. Whatever the metaphor is that we're bringing to it, let the movement carry it. We are spiritual beings having a physical experience. So enjoy the physicality of it. Connect in community. It is wonderful to be together with people who are on the same spiritual path or similar spiritual path to us. We get together on Sunday mornings, also twice a day. We have the community meditations, and they're wonderful. We get to connect together with people all over the country, sometimes all over the world, and touch base really briefly. What's going on for you? What new thing is unfolding in your experience? And we get to do a meditation together. And it takes 15 minutes. The chit-chat and the meditation and the bye, less than 15 minutes. And everybody is welcome to do that. And then finally, the one that I'm going to mention, and Joe brought up the daily guides from Science of Mind magazine. And this is actually a quote from a friend of mine, Reverend Joanne McFadden at New Thought New York, who co-wrote the Alliance with the Infinite class that we're doing now with me. And we've been friends for 15, 20 years, running a team group together. Her dad was a New Thought minister, Bill Curtis, and he and she have both been writing the Daily Guides in Science of Mind magazine. So every once in a while, Joe will come up with one. And I think we've actually had a few that Joanne has written. And she quoted her dad in a blog post this week, which is another spiritual practice, which is particular to New Thought because it's really important in New Thought because we are a philosophy, a way of life, or a teaching. It depends on how we're trying to describe it. New Thought is not a religion. New Thought is a different approach, specifically a teaching. And the quote from Joanne, which is a quote from her dad, is get your ass in class, because she found and he found, and it's true, that when you take the specific focus on I am going to engage in my spiritual growth, I'm going to dive into something new, I'm going to do it in a group, so it's going to combine all of the things that we've been talking about, because there's stuff to read. There are spiritual practices during the class, there's homework that's assigned. There are things that we do together to invite the transformation. And that's what we're talking about in New Thought, is having a new idea, having a new concept, setting a new intention, inviting a new experience into our lives. And that can be something like getting a parking space, or it can be something transformational, like a brand new career, or tripling our income, or something along those lines. It is all possible. It is open and available to all of us. And the best way that we have of doing that is to get your ass in class. Sign up for one of the classes. If you haven't taken Beyond Limits, then this winter, when Beyond Limits comes along, take it. If you've taken it before, you could consider taking it again. We're doing other classes, and we keep doing them on an ongoing basis because that's where the growth happens. Practice makes practiced. So there's your invitation for this week, is to find something that you haven't been doing and do it. Or find something that you've been doing a little bit and do it a little bit more. Or take something that you've been doing that hasn't really been working and find a way to fine tune it and allow that good to flow into your life even more richly and even more fully. We did the last class of the Practical Prayer series yesterday afternoon, and it was an opportunity to connect together with each other, with our prayers, and with some spectacular music that Daniel Namod played for us. Absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. Do something like that. That's an hour a week for 5 weeks. We're going to be doing another one of those starting in November. So figure out what it is that you are going to do and then do it, because you deserve it. So it is.